Left-wing extremists are becoming, of all things, prosecutors. They're getting elected on an agenda that favors criminals over decent people and undermines the rule of law. How is this happening? Is there suddenly a national groundswell of support for crime and lawlessness? No, no, there's not. Most Americans believe in order. They always have. What's happening is an end run around democracy. A small group of left-wing mega donors is drowning local elections with tidal waves of cash. As it turns out, that works, and it's not very hard to do. We've already told you in some detail about how Hungarian-born billionaire George Soros got a pro-crime radical called Larry Krasner elected district attorney in Philadelphia. Violence in that city immediately and predictably went up. That's what happens when you stop enforcing the law. People die, and in Philadelphia they have. By any measure, the Larry Krasner experiment has been an ugly disaster. And yet, and this tells you everything about where we are right now, many progressives see Philadelphia and what Krasner has done there as a model for the rest of the country. They'd like to bring it to your town, and they're trying to do that. Last month, a longtime left-wing activist called Chesa Boudin was elected DA in San Francisco. Boudin ran on the promise to make an already filthy and disorderly city even dirtier and more chaotic. He pledged to effectively legalize prostitution, public urination, and living on the sidewalk. He dismissed the prosecution of criminal gang members as, quote, explicitly racist, though we didn't explain how. He promised to do away with cash bail entirely. Just in case anyone missed the point of all of this, supporters at Boudin's election party chanted, F the police. Even in America's most flamboyantly liberal city, this was too much for a lot of people. When you tear down the justice system, only the criminals thrive. Everyone knows that. Yet in the end, Chesa Boudin was elected anyway, if only by a narrow margin. How do you do that? Well, with the committed backing of Silicon Valley's ruling class. Boudin won the support of people like Caitlin Krieger. She's the wife of Instagram's co-founder. Krieger, who is a living parody of a silly, out-of-touch rich lady, gave Boudin $27,000. Now, it's hard to imagine Krieger would have done that if there was a possibility she might have to live with the consequences of it. But, of course, there was never any chance of that. Krieger is a billionaire. She can live behind gates, protected by her own police force, if she wants, and maybe she does. The same is true for people like Elizabeth Simons, the daughter of hedge fund billionaire James Simons. Simons gave Chesa Boudin $25,000. If you sense a trend here, that's because there is a trend here. Scratch the surface and you'll find that the destruction of California has been paid for by the very rich. The guilt-racked heirs of inherited fortunes have long been a major force in left-wing politics, of course. The more they despise themselves, the more left-wing they tend to be. What's new is the burgeoning coastal billionaire class. Now, people who amass fortunes incrementally over time through hard work and innovation typically have conservative political instincts. But people who've made huge piles of quick cash in finance or technology usually do not. People like that understand they've hit the lottery. They can't say that out loud, of course. They have to pretend that they earned it all, fair and square, really. But deep down, they know that's a crock. They're winners in an awful scam. They know that, and they feel bad about it. So to salve their consciences, they fund radical causes designed to destroy the very society that made them rich. Sending money to Chesa Boudin is the equivalent of paying a secular indulgence. You pay the price in the end. This is how California got Proposition 47. Passed in 2014, Prop 47 downgraded a long list of felonies to misdemeanors, including any theft of under $950. Since it became law, crime has surged in California. On the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, for example, violent crime has more than doubled. Murders, assaults, robberies, and rapes have jumped by 115%. The city of San Francisco, meanwhile, now has more property crime than any place its size in this country. Why? Well, because criminals understand the rules. They know they can't be punished. Authorities in Sacramento say that members of shoplifting rings bring calculators into stores to make sure their thefts come in under $950. The law allows them to steal with impunity. It's grotesque, and it's incredibly destructive. How did it happen? You know the answer. The moneyed left bought the election. George Soros put in almost $2 million behind Proposition 47. B. Wayne Hughes Jr., son of a billionaire storage tycoon, gave another $1.2 million. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings chipped in $250,000, as did venture capitalist Nick Pritzker. Former Facebook president Sean Parker gave $100,000 to the effort. Carrie Tuna, wife of Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz, gave $150,000. Moskovitz went to Harvard with Mark Zuckerberg, a fact that allowed him to become a billionaire while still in his 20s. Moskovitz and his wife are now reportedly worth more than $12 billion. Now, if that sounds like a lot, possibly even an obscene amount for a 35-year-old who's never really done anything, Moskovitz agrees with you, or pretends to agree anyway. Quote, Carrie and I are stewards of this capital, he told Business Insider a few years ago. It's pooled up right around us now, but it belongs to the world. Of course, just because all that money belongs to the world doesn't mean the world gets to decide how it is spent. Dustin and Carrie Moskovitz make that call. Like so many in our ruling class, they could care less about what happens to ordinary people in the normal parts of America. Thanks to the projects they fund, the country's streets are dirtier and more dangerous. But within the gated tranquility of their world, the Moskovitzes feel like incredibly good people, empathetic, virtuous, enlightened people. And that's what matters. In fact, it's all that matters.